prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Tonight, I believe that as she's about to lead us to pray, and as she's going to minister as the Lord leads her, something powerful is going to drop on you. I said something powerful is going to drop on you. If you are expectant, like I'm expectant, I want you to stand to your feet. As for water, late Reverend Holy. Are you excited tonight? Hallelujah! One of the things I love is this. When we go for the Healing Jesus campaign, immediately I enter into a country, I draw out a seat, and I say, Satan, you know who is here. I begin to say, poor devil, how? Obey it then. Hallelujah! Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I say, I know what the word says about me. I believe, I am a believer. I am not a doubter either. Tonight, what a privilege to be here and to see all of you. Some I know, some I do not know. But it's so wonderful to come back to this place where it all began. Hallelujah! This is where everything began. We are at the roots, the foundation. Amen! So I want to say thank you to Bishop. He's a general of God. Bishop Ntebo. Put your hands together for your own father. What a privilege you guys have. To be fathered by Bishop Ntebo. I tell you, amen. You know, after Healing Jesus campaign in Mozambique, we're given family time. So I was guarding my family time very carefully, making sure that for the first time in 3 years, husband, children, wife were together for the first time in 3 years. So we're so happy, excited. Then I had a call from your general. And then he said, are you going to be in Ghana soon? I said, no, I'm not coming there at all. I said, no, bitch, I have no plans of coming down. It's family time. My husband was by my side. He said, who is talking? I said, Bishop Ntebo. He said, eh? Come, you are going. You are going. He said, were you hesitating? No. You are going. So I thank God for this wonderful man of God. Put your hands together again for Bishop Ntebo. Bishop Emmanuel Ntefo, God bless him wherever he is. It's such a blessing to be here and a privilege. I do not take it for granted at all. And I also want to greet our mama. What a wonderful woman of God you have in this house. Hallelujah. I salute Reverend Jude, Reverend Kafui, and all the pastors and lady pastors and lay ministers and shepherds who have been working in this diocese. Amen. Reverend Corby, who is my very good friend, and his wife Annabelle. Hallelujah. And tonight, God is going to do marvelous things here. I bring you greetings from Bishop Dagiwood Mills. I told him, I'm coming here. Hallelujah! Our own Father. It's a privilege. One of these days, some time ago, I was in a hotel and we had a meeting with some pastors of the country. So they came. Now, when we were leaving, then one person asked me, so how much, it was a beautiful place, how much was the cost of a room? You know, it shocked me. I have never asked for a cost of a room before. I'm just brought into the country and ushered into a nice place. I don't know. Then it just dawned on me, hey, moving from country to country, moving. Why? Because of 1 month's obedience to God. Bishop Dad, oh, hallelujah. I honor you, we honor you, wherever you are, we honor you. Hallelujah. What a privilege to work with them so closely. Hey, I do not take it for granted at all. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. And so as I've come here, I am under his anointing. I'm under his covering. And I'm doing the things that he would have done if you were here. The same anointing is what is going to work tonight. Hallelujah! I also bring you greetings from where I come from. I'm under a bishop, Bishop Ni Ajedu Oma, who permitted me to come. Bishop of Nigeria. Hallelujah. Giants of Africa. Amen. Oh, please be seated. I'm making you preach with me. And then I also bring you greetings from my husband, Reverend Alex Kofi Opata. Reverend Alex Kofi. It's my privilege to be married to Reverend Alex because he has released me to do this job. Everywhere I go, people keep asking me, so who is your husband? Because it is not an easy thing for a man to stay back and let the woman go. But my husband has been doing this faithfully for almost 15 years, allowing me to do this. Amen. So, I truly appreciate him. Amen. And then I came here with two of my children, Jamel and Atez, who are hosting me. Such great people. Brother Jamel was with me in Lagos and he's come back here. Come back home. Amen. So, tonight, are you ready? Hallelujah. So, we're going to pray. I'm starting from Thy Will Be Done, isn't it? Okay. Now, I just want to tell you something small before we get to Thy Will Be Done. The Lord's Prayer, I don't know which one you're using, but I know it's in Matthew 6. Matthew 6 from verse 9 to 13 is there. Now the Lord's Prayer, Bishop Dag has written a book called Strategies of Prayer. That's where I saw him. He was praying with us on this very stage during those times. But it was when he wrote the book that I could understand what he was talking about. The Lord's Prayer. We all know it. We've been reciting it. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, all that. We do that. But, you know, there is something about this prayer now which is fantastic. And when you get to know what to do with it, it produces results. Hallelujah. For us, you and I, our Father, to say God is your Father, it's not a big deal because we've been hearing it for a long time. But during Jesus' time, the first time Jesus referred to God as his Father, they picked up stones to stone him. Yes. They picked what we are now saying our Father and are happily saying it. The first time Jesus said God was his Father, referred to him as his Father, they picked up stones. The Jews picked up stones to stone him. How dare you make yourself equal to God? That's what they say. But now look at us. We say it and recite it all the time. Our Father is a relationship. Amen. Fatherhood is a relationship. Now, as I was talking to you about Bishop Dag and all that, he is a father. It is relationship. And when you come into Lighthouse and you become somebody in Lighthouse, a shepherd, whatever, you are playing a role and you become close to him. He always says that. He says, the relationship I have with you is a marital relationship, a permanent relationship. It is till death do us part. You will not remove yourself from me. I will not remove myself from you. We will be together like this. Hallelujah. Offenses may come, yes. Don't you get offended in your house? Some of you even fight with your siblings. You fight. And yet, after that, you don't pick your bag and say, bye-bye, I'm going out of the house. Why? Because we fought. So there can be fighting. There can be a lot of things. People can get hurt and all that. But you stay. Why? Because there is a relationship. Hallelujah. So Jesus, for the first time, pointed to God as our Father. He said, pray in this manner, our Father. He said, God is a Father. Hey, and that was something else. God is our Father. Amen. And now that He's our Father, something fantastic has happened, because He is our Father now. Now when you go to the what they call the Pauline Revelations, or what the letters Paul wrote, you will see him saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He kept referring to God as Jesus' Father. Amen. So it's a relationship. We are blessed to have God as our Father. It's a new thing. It is not something to be taken for granted. When you wake up in the morning and you say, my Father, remember, the Jews could never say my Father. Even up to now, they can't say it. But you can call him Father. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So this prayer is based on relationship. Relationship. Amen. Then he said, which art in heaven. Now, which art in heaven? He means he is in heaven. But Jesus, through his death, his burial, his resurrection, and he's being seated in heaven, he changed a lot of things, I'm telling you. He made all things new. God used to live in heaven. He was restricted to heaven. This was where he lived. But because of Jesus, right now, something powerful has happened. He has come to live here in man. Hallelujah! Look, what Jesus has done is so fantastic. He has merged heaven and earth together in himself. Hallelujah! I like what 1 Timothy 2:5 says. He says that the Amplified is even better. He said, for there is only one God and only one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! Now, what is he saying? It's like, the two of you, can you please come? Good. So one stands here, one stands there. Here is God, here is man. They are separated. Man can never go to God. Never, because they are separated. There is a big gulf between them. He can never come to God. So what will God do? Should God say, man, it's up to you. You are the one who sent. And as for me, I'll just recreate something else. No. God said, no, this is my creation. I won't throw it away. So what did God do? God then said, I will become a man myself. So God became a man. And that was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, when he came, he had one thing to do. Bring God and man together. Bring heaven and earth together. How is he going to do it? He himself had to be God. Because only God can hold the hand of God. Only God can hold the hand of God. then he himself also has to be a man, because only a man can hold the hand of a man. Hallelujah! And bring man and God together. That is what Jesus has done. Hallelujah! This is what he has done for us. Amen! We are so blessed that he did that. So the Bible says, you can go now. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:10, I like the way he puts it, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, what did God do? He said, God has gathered together in one all things in Christ Jesus. Then he tells you, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now, listen to this. It means that now God is no longer restricted to be in heaven. He has come to be with men. Jesus is called Emmanuel. What is the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. Hallelujah! God with us also means God in us, living in and through a human being, until the human legs are his legs, the human hands are his hands, the human mouth is his mouth. God is going to use you. God is going to use you. God is going to use you. God is going to. Hallelujah! In Christ Jesus, he united both, which is in heaven, which is on the earth. Now, this is the thing. We are going into thy will to be done. I just wanted to explain this to you. Then, now listen to the beautiful part. God has forever locked himself up in a man. Do you know that right now, in heaven, there is a man there? Yes! When the Godhead sit down to talk, there is a man there. The man Christ Jesus. He is fully a man. A man has become part of the Godhead. A man has become part of the Godhead. Oh, some time ago, I would see a little child, sometimes in the campaigns, crusade, you will see a little child. The child is blind. The child, I've seen one before, blind, deaf, could not talk, could not walk. I just say, and I begin to ask myself, why? Then I realize why. Because he's a man. I said, why? He's a man. Do you know what it means that Satan hates men? And when he looks up, there is a man there. And when Jesus defeated him and he resurrected and he put his leg on his neck. Now when Satan was begging, how I'm suffering, oh, do you know that when he looked up, he did not see Jesus Christ? Oh, Reverend Arthur, he saw you. Yes. We had our legs on his neck. It was a man. Hey, hallelujah! So our Father, which art in heaven, right now is not just in heaven. He has come to live in men. We lift up our hands to him. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, you are so beautiful. Put your hands together for Jesus. Then, hallowed be thy name. We hallow his name. We make his name hallowed. We bless his name. We adore him. We lift him up. Oh, people who have been bought by the blood of Jesus, washed by the blood, and we lift up our hands to him. Do you know the joy that God gets? Even we mothers, when your children are hungry and you cook for them and they sit at table and they are enjoying it, as a mother, you feel so happy. So, just as you're watching them, then they say, "Mommy, this is the best food I've ever eaten in this world." Hallelujah! That is how God feels when people like us come to him and lift up our hands to him and hallow his name. Amen! So now, we are going to thy kingdom come, eh? You did thy kingdom come, isn't it? We will come back to the kingdom Are we doing it now? Hallelujah. Now I want to ask you a question. Is the kingdom of God here? Is it here? Where is it? In us. In us. Amen. The kingdom of God is in us. So the kingdom has come. You see, so that's what I'm trying to tell you, that if you right now you say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your kingdom come. You're saying that what he did didn't work. He has to do it again. And that is what the Bible says, that in Romans 10. You know, Romans 10, 9 and 10 is what we use to preach to the unbelievers and tell him, for if you open your mouth and confess that Christ is Lord, believe in your heart, you shall be saved. But the verse says something profound. He said, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. He says, say not in thine heart. Don't say. Don't think like this in your heart. And what are you going to say? Say, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. There are people who are trying to bring Christ down from above. By our prayers, you say, Lord, thy kingdom come. What you're saying is that what you did, Christ, it didn't work. Oh, come back. The earth on tree. So now when you begin to say your kingdom come, that's what you're saying. Because his kingdom has come. When Jesus came, he brought the kingdom. Right now, the king is on his throne in a house. We must establish it here. We must enforce it here. And you and I are the ones who are going to do it. How are we going to do it? We are going to reign like kings. That is how it is done. A king does not say, hey. Can you imagine a king gets up and begins to fight his people? Oh, everybody will say, no, this one is not a king. What does a king do? You sit on the throne. And what do? You rule with your lips. You rule. That's how kings do it. Why are you going to do it? You say. You speak. And when you speak, you expect that it's done. Tonight, you are king in your diocese. You are king in your fellowship. You are king in the battle. Is there somebody who is hearing me tonight? You are going to rule. You are going to rule. Some of you, the people, 10 people come, the following day, 20 people leave. Then 30 people come, the following day, 60 people leave. You are going to stop that thing. Some of you, you've strategized, and the thing is still not working. You've done everything. It's now time to sit on the throne and rule. Oh, do you know that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? People say, oh, if I have a vision of heaven, I'll be happy. And I just wonder, and I say, now what's wrong? What's impressing me? That is where we live. We live there. That, you see, you have to think like that. You have to know it. Now, when you look at all the prayers, Ephesians, Paul said we should pray. He never said, pray that God will do this. No. It has been done. The work that must be done for you to rule, for you to be victorious, has been done. What are you going to do? Knowing it is our problem. We don't know. We don't know. That's why. But when you know that you are in heaven, look, you must be hearing whispers of heaven. Not only that, you must be hearing words from heaven. Not only that, you must be seeing the Father and the Son and discussions that are going on in heaven. Hallelujah! Tonight we are going to rule in this place. We are going to rule in this place. We are going to speak to impossible situations. Speak to things that have baffled us. Speak to our diocese. Speak to our council. We can tell this council, you are 8 dioceses now. Become 16 by the end of the year. Become 16 by the end of next year. we can speak to it, double up, double up, double up. Hallelujah! You see, in the spirit realm, words are solid. Yes. Here in the physical, words are. But in the spirit, words are solid. When you say you want a house, now we're going to look for land to buy. We're going to look for iron rods and all that. Lay foundation before we can put up a house. But in the spirit, when you say a house, they just... Hallelujah! Now, how do you think that Bishop Dag is able to stand and say, in the name of Jesus, blind eyes be opened, and somebody who has never was born blind begins to see? How will it happen? How is it going to happen? By the words of his mouth. By the words of our mouth. And that is the two things we are going to use tonight. Believe in your heart. Use your mouth to say it. Shall we rise up? Hallelujah. We are establishing the kingdom of God. We are speaking to the mega church. Mega church expand. Mega church expand. Call your battle by name. Tell the angel of the Lord, work with me this week. Work with me this month. Work with me. We are growing this battle into 100 people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to him tonight. Oh, for you are great. Come on now. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. For you are great.
You are great.
You do miracles.
You do miracles.
Some of you were high. and you lifted up your hands and you said, Jesus, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my heart. And that very day you became born again. You became born again. You received the greatest gift. The greatest gift. Tonight you are going to open that mouth again and speak to your diocese, speak to your council, speak to your pastor, speak to anything that is kingdom material that God has given to you. Speak in your chorister, speak whatever it is, speak about this right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to speak. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, 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 yes. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Yes, Holy Spirit.
Hold on, 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 h
Of the anti-British campaign. Where are they? Are they here? All the campaign directors and the assistants, please come and line up in the various dioceses. Do you have for each diocese, or there is only one person? Bible says in Mark 11:23, listen to what it says. So whosoever, Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, these are removed." Hallelujah! "And these are cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatso those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Hallelujah. Now I was asking myself, so why, how come that there are so many things, mountains standing in our way, and they are not moving? So many mountains. And the Holy Spirit said, let's look at it. The reason is in the verse. "For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain," not say unto God about the mountain. He said, many people have been talking to God about their mountain. He said, it's not about God. No, leave God alone. Speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Speak to the mountain. Don't speak to God about the mountain. You've been talking to God about the mountain instead of speaking the mountain. Hallelujah! Tonight, you are speaking to the mountain in the kingdom work
that has been given to you,
every little bit that has been given to you, you are speaking to the mountain. I don't know why people come and go and don't come back. They must go and bring back their people, their friends, and their friends' friends, and their parents, and their brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, I'm speaking to my vessel in Mamobi, in where? In IB, where? In Mamprobi, wherever it is. I am speaking to you in the name of Jesus. I am speaking to you in the name of Jesus. From today, men will come and they will stay. They will be happy to stay. They will go. They will bring... that is the way to do it. You don't say, oh God, help me about... No. Speak to the mountain. Somebody say, I'm speaking to my mountain. Say, I'm speaking to my mountain. I hope we are all in sync here. Because somebody should not be praying about their leg when we are praying about the kingdom. Very important. Hallelujah. Speak to your mountain today. You are speaking to that mountain today. You are speaking to that church that has been given to you. You are speaking to that evil spirit that has been stealing your members. You are speaking to that thing that makes your preaching boring. You are speaking to that thing that has been hindering the work in the area. You are speaking to it in the name of Jesus. And then you are commanding, you must go, and you must go right now. You must go, and you must go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so, when you say it, I've already told you, in the spirit realm, words are solid things. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, you must go, and you must go right now. You just imagine something taking hold of that thing and throwing it out. That is how to pray. Hallelujah. You are here. Every evening, each ministry came here to have an all night. and I led them to pray. So every evening, 8 months pregnant, holding the microphone, charging people to pray. Every day, that was my duty. You remember? Remember? At the point, some people came to me and said, are you sure it's a human being inside? Or it's a football? Meanwhile, I had a first miscarriage. The doctor had put me on bed rest. Amazed. And I was standing like that. It is something that is working on the inside. Hey. Something that is working on the inside. Let me tell you, all over the world, when I go and they introduce me as the prayer director of Healing Jesus, the international prayer director is coming. Everybody's expecting a man, healthy, and then they see a woman come. And you can see the disappointment on every man's face. What is this? But by the time they give me the microphone. To the glory of God, I tell you, some of the pastors follow me to the next campaign. Evangelist, just lay hands on me. I'm telling you. Hallelujah! It's a spirit of prayer. This one, don't tell anyone. Somebody came to whisper to me. They said, hey, the first lady says there is only one human being on this earth that is seen. That after she prays 1 hour, the next hour, she prays more. Then when she finishes 2 hours, the third hour, she prays higher. Then the fourth hour, I've never seen anything like this before. It's something working. By the time I finish 1 hour, something is poured inside. There is something, it just comes like a warmth. Then I begin again. And it's as if I've not prayed for 1 hour. Hey, when I was in school, in the University of Ghana, we had prayer chain. And people disappoint. One day, 24 hours prayer chain. People were not coming. Should I go home? I couldn't go. I stayed in the forest 24 hours. Hey. It was fantastic. Me, myself, sometimes I will pray and it's as if I'm two people and one person looking at the other and say, hey, you two, so what are you, cry? What are you? Somebody is working according to the power that is at work at working now. Today you are going to receive that. I say you are going to receive that. If that is your desire, you are going to receive it. God is here to make a way for you to receive it. As you're standing in front, receive it right now. Wherever you are, the spirit of prayer is coming over you. Oh, you are receiving it, it's happening. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Who you are, way maker. Hoya 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 ho
Going to do thy will be done. Hallelujah. I know that we're all excited about the will of God. Amen. We want the word fulfilled in our lives. Amen. Now, how do you know what God's will is? How would you know? You sit down and you think, and then you decide that this is the will of God. How are you going to know? How do you know? The will of God is the written word of God. And when Jesus came, he was the word made flesh. So if you look at Jesus, you can see the will of God in action. It was a will of God that was alive, that was moving, that was acting. So you could tell. How can you tell the will of God? The will of God is that a woman will not be in lack and will not marry and be with five husbands. So you saw Jesus meeting that woman by the well. The words spoke to her was the will of God for her life. The will of God is that you will not lie with a fever in your bed, because Peter's mother-in-law was lying in bed with a fever. Jesus, the will of God in action, went to her and spoke, touched her. She got up and she was healed. That is the will of God. What is the will of God? The will of God is that people will not die in the midst of their years. Because there was a woman of name whose son died. What happened? Jesus met the sorrowing woman and stopped her sorrow and raised the boy back to life. So that is the, if you want to know the will of God, look at Jesus. He is the will of God in action. So I would say to you that the more you know the written word, the more you know what the will of God is. Hallelujah! But you know, I don't know what it is, but I think that many of us think that the Bible, we don't have the right relationship with the Bible. That's what I'm saying. Because how will God speak to you? Some people expect that you hear from heaven. No, that's not how to hear from heaven. Listen to me. God has already spoken all that He will speak. Yes. Hebrews 1:1. God, who in sundry times and in diverse manners spake. He spake in the past tense. He's already spoken. He's already spoken. Everything He would say, He's already said it. Now, if you look at Jesus, when Jesus came, He kept referring, according to the scriptures, didn't your scripture say, He kept, and have you noticed that during Paul's writing of the New Testament, he hardly quoted Jesus. Oh, you look at the New Testament, you will see that the letters, they hardly contained anything that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John said. The scriptures, what are the scriptures? The scriptures is the Old Testament. The scriptures. So, Jesus Christ, He was the living word. The living word Himself came on this earth. And during His greatest temptation with Satan one on one, in Satan's own territory, which was the wilderness. Now Jesus, when He was tempted, I thought Jesus, when He sees Satan, say, "Oh Satan, chairman saying, upon some or so crowbo," you know those things that people say. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, when Jesus was talking to Satan, He never flowed Satan His own mind. No, He, the living Word, restricted Himself by the written Word. He was the living Word, so He could have said, whoa, Satan. And we would have said, according to Matthew 6, verse, and Jesus said, whoa, Satan. We would have said that. But He refused to say anything. But what was written already? The Word, the Scripture. And that is how our life should be. If we are going to know what the will of God is, you must be a student of the Word. A student of the Word. A student of the Word. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Hallelujah! So what is God saying? He's already spoken. Everything He will say. That's why I people who do dream and they come, "Pastor, what's the meaning of it?" And I just want to know, why are you looking to a dream for an answer? When I have a dream, I go to the scriptures and I put the scripture here and I put my dream here. If my dream does not, what's the word there? Agree with the scriptures, I throw my dream. I can be prophetess. Test, Olivia. You have to throw away my dream and pick the word. So a lot of people, you go by your dreams. Don't go by your dreams. Go by the Word. And when you fill yourself with the Word, your dreams will comply with the Word. Now this dream that always has something is chasing you, watch it. It's because you've not filled yourself with the Word. You must be a man or a woman of the Word. Don't you see, I am supposed to be the prayer director, prayer warrior, being... I mean, when my friends, are you still doing this prayer thing? But it is the Word that is doing the work. Hallelujah. So you want to know the will of God, you must know what the Word says. The Word. The scriptures. Don't be a prayer person who just pray without the Word. It must be the Word coming out of you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can read the Word to a point, you can't sit down. Oh, I'm telling you, One day I was reading the word like that. Boom, I was in the spirit. Suddenly, I knew the voice of God. It is something that amazed me. I knew what was the voice of God. What was my spirit own voice? What was the angel with me, his voice? What was the division? And when I'm talking to you, I know what you say before you say it. It was something else. And I know the reason. You don't have to tell me the reason. I know it, and I'll tell you why. One man of God was reading the Bible like that. He read chapter 1, chapter 2, went to chapter 40, was reading the whole day, sitting down. Suddenly, he lifted up his eyes. Jesus himself was standing there. He said, "Hey, Jesus, what are you doing there?" You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, "You have filled yourself so much with the written word that out of the written word, the living word is something that comes to you." So if you want to know his will, you must go to the written word. You must be in the word. Hallelujah! How many people are going to be men and women of the word? Yeah, it means that the podcast must be playing all the time. It must be playing all the time. You must be hearing Bishop's voice like that all the time. Hallelujah! Thy will be done. Thy will be done. We're going to pray for the will of God for you today. Hallelujah. Who is called Akoko here? Well, man, you do know somebody called Akoko. Is there anybody called Akoko here? You never know. You may never know, limited. Is there anybody your friends call Yakoko? Is there somebody like that? Obi said, Rahman. I like the way you said Rahman. Amen. But we are already in the morning, eh? This morning, God is going to do something fantastic for you. You are going to pray about his will. Lord, your will be done in my life. Your will is your word. From today, I am going to be a master of the word. This is how you are going to pray this morning. This is how you are going to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am going to be a master of the written word. I am going to spend hours reading my Bible. Oh, who is going to pray that prayer? Who is going to pray that prayer? You are going to read the written word until the living word will be manifest in your life. Hallelujah! Rise up wherever you are. We're praying for his will to be done in our lives. His perfect will. His perfect will. His perfect will. In the mighty name of Jesus. His perfect will to be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, his perfect will, his perfect will. Open your mouth and begin to pray for his perfect will to be done in your life. His perfect will to be done in your life. Lord, I'm going to be a master of the way of what is written. I'm not going to throw my quiet time away. I'm not going to play with my quiet time. I'm going to be a man and a woman of the word. I'm going to be a man and a woman of the word. All those in teachers and follow up. Do you still have it? Those shepherds who teach the new converts, are they here? Please come. If you're here, then come. Those who teach the new converts, those who teach them, come. Come. Masters of the word. Masters of the word. The new convert, when he comes, must be filled with the right word. Holy Spirit, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Maseolo shitara masolo moriandele heya. Yes. Teach us of the word. Okay. So, teach us of the lay schools. 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 Are you here? when you come in front, you lift up your hands as a sign that it is happening to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, I come to you. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know.
Lord, I've come to know
the weaknesses.
The weaknesses I see.
Brought her daughter, 6-year-old child, said, I have brought my daughter. Meaning, open your mouth and talk to the prophetess. I said, what is it? I was in the house and my next door neighbor called me. I said, yes. She gave me food to eat. I said, okay. In the middle of the night, I saw that I was changing into a bed. And they came and I flew away. And they give somebody food to eat, it changes into a bed. We are the real eagles. We are the ones who are eagles. We are the ones who are lions. The lion of the tribe of Judah. We are the descendants from him. We are his seed. They cannot change and fall, and we are like chickens. What God has put in you, that grace to teach, is going to manifest. Look, listen. The thing about spiritual things is that it's not only those who are here. You can be as far back there. If you desire, it pulls. It just pulls. And hallelujah. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. If you want to receive this grace, to know his word, to beat the living word through the written word, to become a master of the written word. Oh, lift up your hands right now. Oh, it's happening to you right now. You are receiving it. You are receiving that grace right now. You have it. You have it. It's manifesting through you. Yes, yes. All over the place. All over the place. Hey, the gifts of revelation of the word of God. Hey, the word is opening up to you. It's 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 opening up to you. Yes, 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 it's happening. Receive it, receive it. Receive it wherever you are. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening here in front, at the back, on the side, wherever you are. Receive it right now. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lift me on by the power of your love. Again, Lord, I come to you. Come on.
Lord, I come to you.
Let my heart be changed.
Let my heart be changed.
Let my heart be changed.
Receive
that grace. Revelation. Spirit of revelation. Spirit of revelation. Receive it. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. It's happening for her. It's happening for her. It's happening for her. The total package has been given to her. Receive it.
Oh, Lord, I've come to know
the weaknesses.
The weaknesses God gave. Oh, yeah.
want the prayer people to come and take over now. In the name of Jesus, I want everybody to say, your will be done in my life. Your will be done in my life. Your will is your way. Your will is your way. Your will be done in my life. Your will be done in my life. Somebody here, you have a court case. Come. A court case. We're going to pray the will of God to be done in your personal life. Lord Jesus. Your life. Your perfect will. Where are you? Where's the person with the court case? Come. 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 There is one of you. I want to see all of them. I'll be able to single you out. The Lord said I should pray that your judge should be changed. Your judge should be changed. Court case, where are you? Court case, where are you? Court case, where are you? Court case. Court case. Court case. Holy Spirit. You're praying for the will of God to be done in your life. Your personal life. Lord, your personal life. Father, take this life. Let your perfect will be done in my life. There is a place I should stand. There is something I should do. Lord, there is a particular person I should marry. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your perfect will be done in my life. That is what you're praying for. That is what you're praying for. That is what you're praying for. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One of you, I hear a sentence of 10 years. If it is you, lift up your hand. Watch the court case. You can be sentenced. You can be sentenced. You can be sentenced. Who is it? Who can be sentenced? You. He didn't come. He didn't come. He can be sentenced. Yeah, we have to change. We have to change the judge. The Lord said I should change the judge, or else he's going to go into jail for 10 years.
He have up to 26th of this month.
He's going to jail. Wow. We're changing the judge. Hallelujah. The perfect will of God for you is freedom. Oh, perfect will of God for you is freedom. Freedom. For freedom he died for us, and we must enjoy that freedom. Anything that is holding us in bondage is not right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we are changing the judge who is sitting on the case. Because so far as that judge is on it, he's biased against your father. He will not do anything. So we're praying for a change. I don't know how the change will happen, but there'll be a change. If I'm coming and you're standing away, and my car here, so is it my fault? So we are changing the judge. in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you believe that she will come and share a testimony? Yes! Hallelujah! Because the Lord told me that he is going into jail for 10 years if the judge is not changed. And God is going to change the judge. Hallelujah! So as I pray for her, I'm praying for all of you also. She was in particular the person I was calling for. But if you're here, God is also going to do yours for you. Hallelujah. Somebody, it was a business deal gone wrong. Where are you? A business deal gone wrong. You. A business deal and it went wrong. Praying for you too. So come and stand by her. It doesn't mean that yours is not important too. God will do your own. There was somebody who had a doctor. Been married for 10 years without a child. 10 years, a medical doctor herself. So he, not even spoke, wrote to me on my prophetess page and said, Prophetess Olivia, please pray for my friend. She's suffering 10 years, no baby. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I release the baby. And she said, Amen. And I mean, it's done. I told you, in the spirit, when you speak those words, they are what? Surely. Hallelujah. So, I was there when a month later I heard from her. She said, Prophetess Olivia, about a month and a half, your prayer is a double ballistic missile. I said, damn cry. What is that? She said, this woman who has been looking for a baby for 10 years is suddenly pregnant. And then she said, Prophetess, and not only that, I who said amen to, I'm pregnant. Hey! Hallelujah! So when God is doing the things, it's like that. It's not just these two, all of you. It will be done. And in fact, after yours is done, there will be a spare standing. Sometimes when I'm praying for the women who want to be pregnant, I see the angels, they come and stand. Some of them have babies. I say, but the angels, the babies, they are more than the people here. That's when I begin to say, if you have a sister or a brother who is not even here, let the person also receive. Because the things that are brought are more than the people. Hallelujah! The victory we have is more. Do you believe it? You're lifting up your hands and you're praying for the perfect will of God to be done in your life. Right now, open your mouth and begin to tell him, I want your perfect will. I want your perfect will to be done in my life. I want your perfect will to be done in my life. Your perfect will is freedom, and I'm experiencing freedom today. Your perfect will is freedom. Your perfect will is freedom. Maybe you are watching us by Facebook, and you are all.